And I certainly defer to the decision-making of the company itself in terms of saying this was beyond the bounds. But I do wonder, and I think many people do, whether you really are just targeting comedians who typically through the years have made fun of political figures in a way that because the president simply is offended by it.
No. Look, again, broadcast TV is different. We're on a cable show right now. You don't have an FCC license. You don't have an obligation to serve the public interest. Podcasts don't either. Stand-up comedians, whether they're on lots of forms of communications, don't. And Kimmel is free to do that. But if you have a broadcast TV license, that means that you have something that very few people have. And you're excluding other people from having access to that valuable public resource. And it comes with an obligation to serve the public interest. And again, over the years, there's been a rule in place at the FCC that local TV stations get to preempt programming that they don't think meets the needs of their communities. But recently, these national programmers, ABC, Disney, Comcast, NBC, they've been exercising outsized control and power over those local TV stations, and there's been no pushback. And this is a very significant moment because local broadcasters are now pushing back on national programmers for the first time that I can think of in modern history. And that's one of the things we want at the FCC. We want to empower local broadcasters that have the public interest obligation to push back on national programmers so that people have more choice.